Hi, guys. Welcome in.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Brad. Look
hi,
at
Russ.
These.
Oh, I love that sound.
Man. Man, you know, there's just a different energy when we do this at night. You know, Barry is just waking up for the morning. Taco is just going to bed for the night.
Opening my first beer.
First beer,
yeah.
If you want to know how many beers Taco goes through a day, I don't know, just follow him on Snapchat because he snaps every one of them.
It's true.
Do the Boy Scouts come by your house and get cans? I mean, somebody should.
It's embarrassing how many cans I put out. Honestly.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I also check every single win in on Untappd.
Barry,
there's an industry right
Barry,
there.
Barry, no, the Boy Scouts don't come to pick up his cans, and nor do the milkmen drop off milk to his house. What year are you living in? No Boy Scouts come to pick up cans anymore. What
Somebody
year
should.
Do you think this is?
I'm
hey
talking
boys.
About the volume at his place. It's worth somebody's
hey
visit.
Hey, boys.
Hey, boys. You want to come pick up some cans?
Y'all, all right. You guys went way different than I was. I was
Can
talking
we start
about
over?
The volume.
I don't want to start with, hey, boys.
Come get my cans.
Come get my cans.
That's not what I meant. I meant the sheer volume.
All right, guys. So I don't know about you, but when I think about the day that Russ Jackson decides to part this earth and die and go to the heavens, I hope to God this is what it looks like on his tombstone. Lord, here lies Lord Taco. Hey, boys.
Hey, boys. You know what? I hope so, too. I hope so, too.
Hey, boys.
Hey, boys.
Very happy with my on-the-fly drawing there.
Looks great.
Come get my cans. Yeah.
Someone come get my cans.
Someone come get my cans.
This went nasty quick.
This is the stupidest episode of the show that's ever existed. If we were to put hey boys on the front of a shirt and on the back come get my cans, you think you'd wear it? Would you wear it?
Yeah, I would absolutely wear it. Yeah.
Barry, you wearing that shirt?
Sure.
Wow, really? Hey boys.
Hey boys. On the front, come get my cans. On the back.
Mm-hmm. What's so crazy about that is you're talking to Boy Scouts, Barry. These Boy Scouts you're asking.
My intentions were purely honorable.
Oh,
I was
sure
talking about recycling. Talking recycling. You guys went dirty so fast. I didn't even see it coming.
I was talking about boys.
And you usually are.
Some community recycling group is what I meant.
Well, I'm glad that we put, as a disclaimer when the show started, that the ability to hit fast forward by 30 seconds is available to you. Yeah. Fast forward.
Just
fast
skip
forward.
All past this, please.
Oh, my God. So today we have a pair of GA tickets to give away to Bonnaroo. We have some news on Coachella. We've got some news on Lord Taco's excursion to Bonnaroo. We have an update on Barry's nap time. It is a packed show today. Glad you're along with us because it is crunch time for Bonnaroo. I was just with Bonnaroo Evan Bonnaroo. And he started his... I don't know how many, what is the exact day count from here till, I don't know, say Thursday? Does anybody, do Do we have it? Either way, he said this is his official. It's fine. But he said today's the official start of him wearing a Bonnaroo shirt or a piece of gear every day until Bonnaroo. Who does that? Who's counting down Bonnaroo by wearing the gear every day until it happens?
That's interesting.
Oh, you ready? You ready for the countdown?
Yeah, I got to find out how much like merchandise he's bought from this festival, please. Yeah,
52 days.
Okay, 52 outfits he's got to put together.
Months. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
I knew it had to be close because I was starting to have the, as I've always said, I start having the night sweats when I start thinking about camping and all that walking and porta potties.
So well, what is your, what is your,
close.
Well, you know, you guys made fun of me a couple of years ago and I said, I need to start getting in shape because like, I don't stand on my feet for 14 hours a day.
I'm not making fun. It's time. It's time to start hydrating and exercising and
Barry, how do you
groceries.
Get the how do you get the body in shape for Bonnaroo? What do you do?
Well, theoretically, I start doing a lot of walking.
Uh-huh. How many steps a day are you getting in? 60, 70?
You know, I've said last year I had my hip replaced, so last year was the anomaly, and last year was a bad year. So I got to start walking. Got to start doing 15,000-20,000 steps.
Yeah,
it's a lot
at
of
least.
Walking.
Yeah, yeah.
At least 20,000 steps.
Yeah, five years ago, I said, you know, it was my first Bonnaroo. I said I got to get in shape. Still hadn't done it.
How'd you do that? Yeah, you did well. Yeah.
You know, I think I mentioned on here a couple of weeks ago where I saw on one of the Reddit threads where people were talking about walking, what, 10 miles a day? That's what they were doing at Bonnaroo?
Holy crap. Yeah.
That's about what you're going to walk, 10 to 15 miles a day.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So be serious about it.
You know,
and
to me,
you remember Russ, last year was so hot. So
it
God
was,
knows
last year
what
was
we're
extremely hot. Yeah, and there's no telling what we're in for this year.
Right. So
well, you know,
take it serious is what I'm saying.
I wonder if there, like, I know there's the Roo Fitness people that we could have on, but I wonder if there's like a go-to Bonnaroo workout that you could start now and in 30 to 45 days. Really get yourself the lower back in a better shape, in some better shape. You know, the ways to get around your feet hurting. It's always the lower back for me.
I think I know somebody who's been every year who knows about this kind of thing. She might be right next to you. Who is that person that does yoga?
Oh, my pit bull named Roo.
Yeah, I think you have somebody maybe in your house who knows about this.
But that's not necessarily fair because this person is in fit and in shape 360 other days of the year.
Yeah, but she's really good.
I need somebody who's willing to, like a personal trainer or somebody who knows, like, how can you get the body in shape now?
I think she could still answer because she knows what the routine's going to be. She knows.
Well,
we probably ought to ask her.
Well, I have, and her first answer usually is stop drinking so much.
Basically, she tells you to shut the fuck up and quit whining. And
I don't want to hear that answer.
She tells me a list of things, and I'm like, nope, nope, nope.
I guess
I'm rolling the dice and seeing what happens. Good luck.
Yeah, if only we knew somebody.
Well, how do you guys think that I've kept this svelte figure this entire time?
Yeah.
And while
you're sitting there moaning and groaning next to me, she's doing yoga and stretching and
look. I mean, we're going to talk about
essential
this
oils and all that other stuff.
When we do our big time, you know, end all be all Bonnaroo show, which is like Bonnaroo first timers and Bonnaroo, you know, rules of the road and things that, you know, you gotta consider before you go. When we do that episode, I'm going to tell you, and I've said this to you every year, Barry, what is the one thing that you bring to camp if you've never considered it before? What is the thing that I've brought to camp that has changed everybody's sort of
Oh, I know.
Body experience? Oh, here comes Taco. First answer on the board is
condoms.
Ah, drat. So close.
No, it's the yoga wheel. It's the yoga wheel.
The yoga wheel. Yes, it is. The yoga wheel is a game changer for the lower back. Absolute game changer.
Yeah. Don't bring the condoms.
Taco, you ever been on the? You've never been on the yoga wheel. You've never come to the yoga wheel.
No, no, never. I've never done it. You want me to?
I would like for you to. Yes. I think you might throw something out, to be honest. Like you need somebody to like help you in and out of the positioning. But I think that, it'd be very good for you.
We need to have Hillary on that show.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Sure.
She would be terrific.
I'll talk to her people.
I don't know why we haven't thought of that before. Because she does all those stretches.
Would you like to do a what podcast episode where you and Taco are both doing yoga live on the show?
I'll do it. Yes. If Hillary's on, I'll do it. Yeah.
Taco's in. Barry?
Well, yeah, maybe.
Wait.
I'm going to picture what that looks like. Me floundering on the floor. Well, I like the idea. I just know what it's going to
look like.
Looks
a lot like that sex tape I saw of you for a while.
I won't be able to get up.
Well, that's okay. You can
say
it.
Exactly right.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
All right. So, are
Second
you in
guy
or
in?
Are you in
Second
or no?
Guy in.
Hey, boys.
Yes. Let's plan on it.
You're
hey
in.
Boys,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Hey boys.
I will get her. She will be in.
I'm in. I'm in.
I'll get her. You guys are in. I'm not going to be there that episode, but I am very excited to watch the show. You guys doing yoga. Getting ready for Bonner. I can't wait for this episode.
I will do a live yoga session. Whatever she instructs me, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I like it. Okay. Yeah. Hillary giving us ideas on how to stretch and get ready.
I love it.
Yeah.
This is really strong. Mm-hmm. All right.
Good idea.
Okay. Do we have the money that can we book her? Is that going to cost us?
Anyway, it costs us.
Yes.
She's expensive.
I'm ready to commit. She'll get twice what Russ gets.
You know, the thing that that Bonnaroo does have that's actually really interesting, and we haven't ever talked about this, but that yoga thing goes strong every year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she has done that every year for, I don't know, 15 years. Every morning she wakes up and goes to that yoga class inside Cineru. It really does work.
Yeah, it's cool. A couple hundred 1,000 people, maybe, there in Cineru. It's really cool to see.
Wow.
Barry.
You've never been there. What are you looking at me for?
A couple hundred thousand people do not do yoga.
No. A couple hundred or 1,000.
Oh, okay. All right.
You misunderstood. No.
Yes, I did. You're right.
A couple hundred. It's maybe 800, 500 people, seems like. I mean, it's big. It's pretty cool.
It's cute. No, I've walked by it once.
Cute. No, you didn't.
I did. I need a coffee. So when I walked by.
I was going to say, why were you up? Were you heading back home?
I have my routine in the morning, and so does she, okay? We both have our routines.
I'm committed to you weren't there.
I want to
no
get
way
to.
You were up at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, but whatever.
Oh, I'm up. I'm just out of the. I'm doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to get to some Bonnaroo news, some festival in general news, some life news in a bit. But did I see correctly that Taco has a new engine? Is the bus ready? Is the bus ready to go? Are we
not
in?
Not quite. We're not in, but there's been major progress made.
Okay.
So I think the last time we talked, or last update, we took a trip to St. Louis. And why did we go to St. Louis? There's a shop there that builds Volkswagen engines. And that's who I've picked to build my engine. So we loaded it up, drove.
Well, I would sure as hell hope so for a Volkswagen bus.
Yes, yeah. Well, I've taken the engine out. The engine's out of the bus. We drove it up to St. Louis, dropped it off. It's about 7.5-8 hours.
Okay.
Dropped it off. Shout out to Midwest Air Cooled is the shop that we dropped it off at.
And, I hear they do the best work. I really do.
I hear that. They should. They're like the only shop that I could find.
Really?
There's no place that can do it. Yeah, these engines are so old and so vintage. There's just no place left that can build these. So
old and vintage. Is that where Barry got his hip?
Yeah. Same place Barry got his hip. Yeah.
Yep. Only one guy in the world does it. Yep.
That's right. Yeah. Does hips and Volkswagen engines. It's very strange.
Surprisingly not that different.
But yeah, not really. But while we were there, we took, you know, I've never been to St. Louis. We took a few days. We visited the city. We hit up some places to do in St. Louis. It was me, my dad, and my nephew. Cooper is 12. And so we went to the Arch.
Trip.
Oh, it's so fun. It was so fun. We went to the Arch. Of course, you go to the Arch. We went to a Cardinals game, St. Louis Cardinals, Major League.
And that's where you discovered that they play baseball there, man, right?
Taco's such a natural when he starts there. Talking about sports, yeah. Isn't he?
That's right.
He's such a natural.
Major League.
Yeah, to catch his breath. Major League. It's baseball.
it turns out they don't serve Pabst Blue Ribbon in Stadium.
I tried to warn you. I tried to warn you.
Yeah, you did. You did. You told me. Yeah.
Please tell me you didn't ask for a Budweiser or some other, or a PBR. You didn't ask for anything, right?
Ask for it. Yeah. It's no.
Wasn't the Mick Ultra your favorite beer after our taste test? Wasn't that the thing?
That's Miller High Life. Miller High Life. Oh, yeah, which is
Miller
also
High Life not sold in Busch Stadium. Ah, damn.
No, sorry. Yeah.
All right. Did you do the little miniature plastic cup full of ice cream? Did you go that far? Did you go total tourist?
We didn't do that.
Tourist.
All right, good for you.
Tourist. Yeah. We didn't go tourist. Yeah.
Good for you, tourist.
Cooper got a big pretzel. Big pretzel.
Okay. That's as far as you went, touristy. All right.
Okay. We also went to a bunch of bars in St. Louis.
Who won the game? Who even played? Do you remember anything about the sporting event that you went to?
The Atlanta Braves swept. Okay. That was their third win of the season. Yeah. Man. You want to talk about who won? Atlanta Braves.
Sports Center. Somebody call this man.
I'm glad he knows. I thought he was going to say the other team, the team with the most runs.
Yeah.
No, it was. Yes. Yeah.
He doesn't know what runs are.
It was St. Louis Cardinals. Coincidentally, the Atlanta Braves were playing the week that we went. So we saw the game.
I'm very happy about that. I love that stadium.
Kick their ass. It's an amazing stadium. It was so nice. Yeah. Such a great spot. You could see the arch out in the distance. It was beautiful.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you went with your dad and your nephew. That's probably the coolest part. That is a really lovely trip.
It really is. Yep.
And then we hit a bunch of bars because that's what you do with when you got a 12-year-old.
You go to the kid. Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, you go to kids. Yeah.
Well, you got to have somebody to drive you home.
Yeah. Throw him the keys. Yeah. we went to what was the bar? Schlafly's.
Schlafly's a great brewery. Fantastic brewery.
Yeah,
yes.
Fantastic. Yeah. Really good. Mm-hmm. That was one of the places we went to. Really good.
Nice. Good trip. All right.
It was a big trip. Yeah, we had a great time. Dropped the engine off. Spent a few days. Hung out. Went to the Arch. Went to the game. Mm-hmm. Went downtown. So now the question is the engine going to be ready before Bonnaroo?
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope he calls, I hope he calls like soon and says, come get it. Because we'll go up there and we'll grab that engine, bring it back, slap it in the bus, and then we're going to Bonnaroo.
Will you go back up and do the same sort of trip, or are you just going to go back and come immediately home?
I think to pick it up, we're just going to run up there and grab it and then come back home.
Okay. So what you're saying is nothing made an impact enough for you to want to go back.
I loved it. But, I more want to get this engine back in the bus. I don't want to waste any time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good enough.
St. Louis is great. I love it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I love this story because you have now traveled further than Barry Corder has traveled in 20 years to do.
Not true.
Anything.
Not
well,
true.
I really, that's, well,
Barry. What is the last? Okay,
I drove
Taco.
To Baltimore Monday. I drove to Baltimore and back on Monday. Thank you. Wait a second.
Wait a second. So you went on. Wait, you didn't tell me this. Mm-hmm. You drove to Baltimore? By the way, this is the part. Yeah. By the way, yeah, this is the part of the show. Just keep hitting 30. Just keep punching 30 going forward.
Just keep hitting. Fast forward.
I didn't know you drove to Baltimore for this.
Yeah, one of my longest ever friends died last weekend. He got staph infection on Saturday and died on Tuesday. And the following Monday, one of my friends who I haven't seen in 30 years from Atlanta called and said, "Let's go." And I said, "Come on."
All right, so how long did you stay in Baltimore?
Overnight. He picked me up at 1 o'clock on Monday afternoon. We drove. We got there at 11:20, and as if we didn't have enough time in the car to talk, we stayed up till 2 a.m. We got up at 10, went to the funeral, and at 12:30 got in the car and drove home.
Can I say something, Taco, real quick? I've been on one road trip with Barry Corder, and he is the best road trip guy. He is terrific. He's a fantastic sidecar. Fantastic.
I'm always ready to go on a road trip with Barry. Yeah.
He jumps in at the right moment. He can talk about anything. He's got a really wide reservoir of topics that he can talk about. Really into anything you want to. So, you know, we go to a lot of, you know, strip shows.
I can be quiet. If you want to be quiet, I can be quiet.
So,
Barry, you want to go to St. Louis?
Yeah, call me.
Barry, what I'm upset about this is that you were in Baltimore. You didn't tell me. That is a train. That's a 3-hour train ride for me.
We stopped every 3 hours so that we could bathroom, get gas, and my friend could smoke a cigarette, and that was it. We saw nothing. We didn't go to a restaurant. We didn't do anything other than the church. It was an emotional trip.
I bet.
This friend of mine I've known for a long, long time, and it was a trip that I had to make. And you know, you make fun of me. I don't like going out of town. I don't like traveling. This was a 10-hour drive.
I know. That's a long drive for you.
It was 10 especially up, for, 10 back.
Yeah, especially for you. I mean, you can't sit in that space that long. it's not a joke. I'm legitimately thinking about you. Like, you can't.
You're right.
Operate that way for very long. Unbelievable.
But this guy, it's been a weird week, been an emotional week. And I mean, not just the fact that my friend suddenly died. He's the guy, you know, you and I talk all the time. John is the other guy that I talk to once a week. And he was my college roommate. I've known him since second grade. He just died. And he's the guy, if I'm not calling you to talk about something that just happened, I'm calling John, and now he's gone. So yeah, it's been a tough week.
How old was he?
61.
Oh my God.
He was a year ahead of me in school, but 3 years older than me in life. But we have known each other since second grade. Yeah. So
Taco, you know anybody that you've known since second grade?
I know someone I've since fourth grade. My oldest friend is, we met in fourth grade, and I still talk to him.
Yeah.
So, pretty close.
You know, like Barry, you're the one person I know that has been so dedicated to the people that are around you for, like, because you grew up exactly where you live, and you've been there your entire life. So, everybody that's around you have been there for the entire eternity of your life. Taka, you're sort of like that too, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly can't remember much before fourth grade. So, I mean, like, when you say, like, yeah, that's my oldest friend. Yeah, I hung out with him the other night. You know, we still hang out. So I could imagine losing somebody like that. Yeah.
Yeah, just to add, you know, just a little bit. So the priest who did the celebration was classmates with my friend's sister. So the priest drove up too.
Jesus,
he's known the family the entire time, and I've known the priest. That was, you know, everybody else was just all people up there. But the other thing that was really cool is my friend's daughter is the fifth-rated volleyball player in the country in her class.
Oh, my old gig.
She just committed to a she committed to Ohio State. Their whole team showed up.
Oh,
showed
that's
up
a
on swell. A bus. Wow. Yeah, that was really, really, yeah, it was really emotional, really
well,
strong.
Well, I don't want to get too deep in this. Yeah, very cool. My friend that I've known since the fourth grade, he grew up and became a mortician. And so, like, that's pretty much all he's ever done. And so, you know, a couple of years ago when my brother passed away, guess who we called up to, hey, we need
nice.
Someone to help with the services. That's what he did. So, and he didn't hesitate.
Nice. So, you know, I worked at a funeral home for a year. We'll have to talk about that.
Did
sometime.
You really? Oh, yep. That's okay.
He did.
Great stories.
He did.
Good stories.
Never know where this show's going to go.
You should see the jewelry collection that he has. It's been working there. It's
the time.
I hope you keep hitting, skip. Yeah.
The ties that I have.
Yeah. The collectibles that he has amassed over these years. Congratulations.
The teeth. No,
oh, yeah. He's a big teeth guy. Really big teeth guy.
I loved working there. It
really getting into teeth lately.
It's my new kink.
It's coming back. Teeth are coming back.
The kids love teeth.
This is the strangest show we've ever done.
This
by
the is
way.
The weirdest.
This is the strangest.
I don't know how you're going to put this together.
I mean, there's nothing to put together.
Just play the next one.
Yeah.
This is the strangest possible show that you could have gotten to.
The words for consequence and to describe this show. I can't wait for you to see what
look, I'll make it very easy for you. Just skip ahead to the next one.
Just
that would be the
yeah.
entire.
Skip 30.
Go to
skip
the next
30.
One.
Yeah.
It's going to be Hey Boys.
Hey Boys. Yeah.
Hey Boys.
And Funeral Teeth.
Which, by the way, just got announced on the Who stage this week. Hey Boys and the Funeral Teeth. Congratulations.
Hey Boys in the Field.
I can't wait to see them on Thursday at the Who Tent. Hey Boys in the Funeral Teeth. God, you got to. They're from Nashville. These guys are the next thing. Christ, they're good.
You're going to love them.
Right after Diarrhea Planet, you have got Hey Boys in the Funeral Teeth. Writing that down. Hey Boys and the Funeral Teeth.
Right, they play right before the Hog Slop String Band.
Man, I didn't know we had such a big fan of the Hog Slop String Band. By the way, did you see that they reacted to our that good?
Yeah,
for
shout
I'm
out.
Excited now. Yes, I am in on this band.
I'm all in. They heard our mention on the show. They seem like, you know, they seem like great kids, great boys.
Yeah.
Hey boys. Yeah, I'm absolutely going to be at that show.
Nice.
I mean,
maybe we can get them on our show. Maybe we can get them on to do an interview.
I'd love it.
I'm in.
See if they can't write a song called Funeral Teeth.
It's already written. They've already heard this and already written it.
I'm actually looking up right now
Funeral Teeth
song. Let's just see if anyone has ever written a song called Funeral Teeth. Oh my God. Holy
there is.
Taco, play it. 2019 from the artist State Faults. It's Funeral Teeth. Oh, it's like a death metal song. This is all right.
Oh, well, even better.
Yeah. All right, well, I love it. Get them. Somebody call.
All right.
You guys have
we'll get them on. We'll
book
get
them
on.
Immediately. Mm-hmm. I will say one of the other night, speaking of Bonnaroo and personal news. So, you know, we had that really weird year where there was this thing called COVID that sort of took over, right? And we didn't have a Bonnaroo for a while. Well, one of the bands that was supposed to be there on our Bonnaroo First Timer episode was Devin Gafilian. So this is his first year that he's going to be actually at Bonnaroo. So Evan Bonnaroo, the wife and some industry people found ourselves at the Devin Gavillion show the other night here in New York. Oh my God, Barry. I know you're a fan. Taco, I don't know if this is for you, but this is panty dropping soul. Oh my God, is it tailor made for Bonnaroo? Everything about it.
Awesome.
The every emotion that he puts out on the stage, every song that he has, everything just feels so as if he wrote it on the farm himself. At Bonnaroo, he wrote it in the farm. Or on the farm, sorry. This is just such panty-dropping soul. I can't wait for you guys to see this show. I was stunned. I knew it was going to be good, right? Because Barry and I, we have talked about offline how we just like this kid. He's a great... If you go back, we'll play the interview again at some point. Maybe not as a high five, but he's such a wonderful...
He did.
Oh, he did? Good. Yeah, good. Yeah. He's just a wonderful human being, and he's so excited about Bonnaroo. Man, his eyes lit up when he saw me.
His dad's a wedding singer, right? I mean, that was so funny.
Great story. Great story.
I mean, nobody prepped him for this, but as soon as he saw me, he came off the stage, he goes, 3, 2, 1, Bonnaroo! He was so excited. As a Nashville resident, he knows Bonnaroo. He knows exactly the lay of the land. That dude is going to crush.
You started sending pictures early. You sent me like 4 or 5, or had Evan send me pictures. You guys were having a good time.
Taco throws some of these photos up that Evan Brown.
Yeah, we got
made last night.
Evan Brown, shout out to Evan Brown. Yeah,
God Almighty, this show is fantastic, and I implore when I get to the Brad picks of Bonnaroo, he is going to be way up to the top of the list. This show was fantastic. And seeing that it's just going to get better and better and better by the time you get there in June. I mean, he's got 6 weeks to work on this, 4 weeks to work on this. Oh, God, it's going to be so good, guys. So good.
52 days.
All right, so let's get into our Bonnaroo contest before we get to some news of the week. We've got voicemails to play. We did it last week. We still have some more to play. Basically, what we asked you to do was call our voicemail line, which was Hadmore Russ. Hadmorruss. And leave us a voicemail about either a Bonnaroo memory, something that you wanted to experience maybe this year at Bonnaroo, maybe you've never been to Bonnaroo before in your life. This is what we wanted to hear from you at Hadmorruss. So, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of voicemails deep. Let's play a couple more, Barry, before we draw our big winner.
This is Chris from Chicago.
Hey, this is Chris from Chicago, and I got one you're going to really like. I was 2014 Bonnaroo in college, didn't have a lot of money. In fact, by the end of Bonnaroo, had no money left, and we had to leave the Elton John show early, my girlfriend at the time, now wife. We get back to our tent, and I put my backpack on just a table there, went to her tent and went to bed. Next day, wake up, and the tent, the entire campsite was completely taken down. So there's no table left, and my backpack is nowhere to be seen. So we send out a message to all of our camp members saying, hey, you've seen this backpack, and no one has seen it. So presumably stolen. In the backpack was our only set of keys into our car, which was locked. So we get in touch with the on-site locksmith who says, yeah, I can open it up for you, but it's going to be $260, which we did not have. So we resort to writing our situation on a piece of cardboard, and I go down one direction, and my wife goes the other direction, just going down the line saying, hey, we're stuck here until we have $260, if anyone can help us. And I come back, and I've got maybe $10. Molly comes back. She says, people are very generous. I say, what's going on? She pulls out wads of cash, just so much money. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is this? She raised $300 just walking down the line asking for help. Apparently, she went to the family camping section, and they were all very generous, and especially one woman who said, does your mom know about this? And my wife said, my mom doesn't even know I'm here right now. She's like, great. Do not tell her. I wouldn't want to know. And gives her $100. So we end up getting the key, getting out of Bonnaroo, and leaving a fat tip at the Waffle House because, you know, you got to pass it on. And that's a thing that really can only happen at Bonnaroo. So, all right. Appreciate the show, guys. Have a good one.
There you go.
Look, there's
everything
always
about it, right?
You know, wow. if I ever, let's be honest, Barry Taco, if I ever need money, I'm sending Hillary out to get it.
solid move right there.
She's always going to bring back more cash than me. Let's be honest.
Solid.
Smart move going with, with the wife.
Absolutely smart, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, number two.
My favorite Bonnaroo memory is when I was too poor to go, so I had to work. I did trash cleanup out in the heat all day long, and we were so tired finally going in to the main area all the way from volunteer camping, which is like a mile away. And on our way there, we look over, and there's a DJ setting up. I was a new raver, so he said, hey, this is Grizz. He set up a set just on the side of the road and got to, like, see him right in front of us. There was, like, 10 people there, and that's my favorite Bonnaroo memory.
No, I love the Bonnaroo memory of artists that end up being something much bigger than you ever anticipate. Oh, by the way, there were 30 people when Adele played Bonnaroo for the first time. I hate to break it to you. Like, there is just so many of these that you can pluck out of thin air. And if you look down at the lineup from, I don't know, it's like 2012, go look. And I promise you, 5 dozen people were there. And, yeah, Grizz is no exception. By the way, that's where Black Keys started. Black Keys started at the Who stage, you know, in front of, you know, 50 people or so. Don't sleep on some of these artists. And I'll tell you one to watch. And Barry, you've met her. And Taco, I think you might have too. I had an intern a few years ago at the radio station in Chattanooga that I thought, I was like, this girl is a star. This girl is she's brilliant. She's got her shit together. She knows it. This is hers. She can have it. What does she want to do in the world? She can do whatever she wants. Well, she goes to work in this industry, and she's making a name for herself. And all of a sudden, guess what? She starts a band, and guess who got announced on the Who stage this past week? Angel Saint Queen and my own Becca Castle. I could not be more proud. Ooh. I'm over the moon excited.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. That's the best. Whatever we need to do, we can do.
Yep.
These kids getting their first shot at it, and I just love that so much. Perfect. All right, number three.
That's awesome. No, our number three is going to be our winner, and
number three is our winner.
Oh, number three.
Spoiler alert! Jesus, hit 30. Someone hit 30. Hit 30.
Yeah, just skip past this.
We're gonna listen to that, and like you said, we had so many offers or so many voicemails, messages, and what I really all the memories are great. They're all things that you and I, the three of us, have talked about. But it's all about the experience. Very few, other than the, you know, seeing Grizz, which is one of those experiences. It's about friends and going with friends and going with people you love, and it's everything that we've talked about for 6 years. That's what we've heard in all of these messages, right? And I think our winner, as you guys are about to hear, even though he's never been, I think he represents the Bonnaroo spirit as well as anybody that I've ever talked to.
Can I say something before you get into the winner's voicemail? So we got so many fantastic voicemails. Is there a way that maybe we could just put a few of them, like, back to back to back online sort of like, because a lot of these celebrate what Bonnaroo is. A lot of them, you know, showcase exactly what the spirit is supposed to be. I think that we could maybe, you know, piecemeal a few more. Hey, we got hundreds and we've only played six. So maybe if we put together like maybe another half dozen and put them on as sort of like just a feel good Bonnaroo, you know, thing.
I'm down. Okay. Tell you what to do. Go find us on YouTube. Go look up the What Podcast on YouTube.
Should I subscribe to that, Russ?
You should subscribe. Yes, okay. Please do. Please subscribe on YouTube if you haven't already.
I would
already.
Love to do that. Okay, I'll do that. That would make
things
help.
I would love you to subscribe. Give it a like if you like the video.
Love it. I'll like it.
Yeah. We'll put all the extra content on there. Okay. It'll be fantastic. We'd love to have you.
All right. We don't have to put all of it, but we can put some of it, right?
Well, we'll put the best ones on. Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Yeah, I'd love that. All right.
They're really, really great. Thank you, everyone, for reaching out. And for you guys who are just finding us, seriously, subscribe and share. And go to Consequence. Okay. Thanks to those guys for letting us be a part of their podcast network.
Barry,
it's amazing what they've done. But
Barry, let's be honest. Go ahead. If people are just finding us right now, and they're listening to this show for one of the first times, we're in a big trouble.
God, you got the show.
We are a big show.
Hey, boys.
If this is your first time, I'm so sorry.
If this is your first show, sorry.
That's a great point. They'll never come back. They're unsubscribing by the bat.
Unsubscribe.
They've already left. They've already left.
This is not what I was told it was.
Oh, God. We're in so much trouble.
That's a fair point.
I just got a text from Ben K. It is done.
Oh, no.
We have got to go.
Done.
You guys are
by the way,
talking
speaking
about
of the
Boy Scouts and funerals.
Speaking about Devin Gavillion, guess who I saw at the Devin Gavillion show? Mr. Ben K from The Consequence.
You saw Ben K?
I did, yes.
Consequence.
Shout out to Ben K.
Tallest man in the room.
Is he?
Made
no kidding.
Everyone uncomfortable. There
nice.
Could not be a more taller man. And of course, where's he standing? Right in the middle in the front.
He's that guy that goes front and center, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great
and
show.
Was, what's great is like, what's great is that the person he was with, the smallest person at the show. So it was like one of these moments like, can you see? Can you see? No.
Nice.
She couldn't see.
Nice.
Oh, I felt so bad for her.
But it sounds like he knows good music. He's
he does.
Devin Gavillion.
He does. He is a New York socialite. I love seeing him out and about. All right. Yes. I think your point is exactly right, Barry. The fact that we had so many people reach out is so heartwarming, and we love you guys and appreciate you so much. And you know, this podcast started because we love this community so much, and to be able to hear your voices is something that we don't do enough of, and we should probably spend more time with you and talking to you, hearing them and being able to sort of experience your version of Bonnaroo is very, very, very soul enriching. It brings you right back to the spot in which you fell in love with Bonnaroo, which, by the way, I'm still trying to figure out that spot that we talked about a couple weeks ago. I want to find that one spot that I fell in love with Bonnaroo that changed the whole conversation for me. But with all that being said,
it's a shame. We only had to pick. We had to pick one winner. We could only pick one, and there were so many good voicemails that we had.
Yeah, this is it's funny. I told Rush yesterday when we were talking. This is one of those giveaway, you know, it's like what a great idea 3 months ago, and then when you have to nut cutting time, it's like, damn, this is hard.
What time?
Picking
what
one.
Time?
I'm sorry. What kind of time was it?
I'm sorry. Can you go back?
Nut cutting time. You know
nut
what nut cutting
time.
Hey boys.
It's a farm.
It's nut cutting time.
It's nut cutting time.
Come get my cans. It's nut cutting time.
Hey, boys, I got some cans for you.
Figured
you want to cut some nuts?
Figured we had to wrap this up.
Barry, what did you do? Learn that in the service? Where did you learn nut cutting time? How did this get stupider?
Just gonna leave it.
We cannot do shows anymore at night. We cannot do any more evening. Nut time. I have never heard that.
You've never
in
heard
my
that?
Life.
No, me neither.
Well, to be fair, I've never heard, hey, boys, come get my cans. So, yes, it makes sense that it's not cutting time in register either. You're right.
Hey, boys.
So stupid. God, this tombstone is getting way too full. I've got, hey, boys, here lies where taco. Come get my cans. And how do I fit in nut cutting time?
It's nut cutting time. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to send all this to consequence.
If you skipped ahead and arrived here, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry.
And then it's,
yeah, don't start here.
Come get don't start come here. Get my cans. This is as good as I can do with the updated nonsense.
Yes. Hey, boys.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh boy.
We have much better episodes. If this is your first time here, we have interviewed very, very high up
serious people.
Taco, I'm starting to doubt that. I don't think that we do. All right. The winner of the oh God, I've just remembered people in the industry might be listening to this. Oh God. God.
Give him my number.
Yes, I am Srad Briner. Nice to meet you. I do not work in this industry. I'm just a lowly podcaster.
Hey, it's good to meet you.
Yes,
I'm Tord Lako. Nice to meet you.
I kind of actually like that better for you.
I do too.
Barry, do you know, crazy enough, like Taco and I celebrated our friendiversary. What are we? We're like, I don't know. The other day, I saw the memory pop up on my phone.
That's right, and it was like
the day that we met, and I've only known him. It took like 4 years for me to know his real name. I didn't know his name. I only know him as Lord Taco. But I swear to God, I like Tord Lako so much better for you now.
Like
after how
too.
Many years, I prefer. I'm Tord Lako. Yeah.
I'm changing it right now. It's gonna be Tord Lako.
Yeah, it
sounds
really Nordic.
It does.
Yeah. Just yeah. You just sound much better looking with your name than you actually are.
Thanks.
Tord Lako sounds very sexy. Yes.
Hey boys, it's me, Tord Lako.
Tord Lako. Yeah. Man, Carrie Border is a sexy woman.
Yeah, Tord Lako is really strong, though.
Yeah. Guys, we have a very long chat with our winner that we have to get through. All right, the big winner is who? Let's play the voicemail, and then once we're done, we're not even getting to the news. We can't even get to the news at this point.
Here's
too
the
much
good
going
news
on.
For our oh. winner. He can listen to this episode, and it'll get him halfway during his trip, because this is
no.
the longest episode ever.
Oh my God. He's in St. Louis by now, Barry.
I know. If he hasn't given up.
That's a great point.
All right,
let's hear it.
Hey, Brad and Barry. Wow, I wasn't expecting a voicemail. I was like nervous. I just heard about Bonnaroo a day and a half ago. Never heard of it. My name's Mitch, by the way. And I just saw your guys' website because I was looking at tickets, and I was like, I think they're sold out. But stumbled upon you guys, and I just wanted to share my why. I was like, I'll give it a shot, man. It's hard to believe that anything is free anymore besides, you know, a smile, laughter, kindness, and generosity. And you kind of just give up on anything that's offered free because it's hard to believe. But I always got rid of my nervousness and just wanted to give you guys a call. And just kind of leave you my why. I just turned 29. I'm out in Montana in a small town. I'm at the capital, about 30,000 people, and I've never been to a festival. And 30's coming around the corner. And honestly, this past 5 months, I don't want it to be a sad, sad story. So I'm starting to crawl back up because it's the only thing I can do. But you just kind of, eyes start to wake up, you know, about living life to the fullest and taking an adventure. So I believe Bonnaroo is about a 2-day drive for me. I think it's about a full day. I'm driving all the way down to, I think, Tennessee is where you guys are at. I have to double check. But I've never been to a festival, and I got invited by an old townie pal that I haven't seen for 2 years. He told me about Bonnaroo, and he's like, Mitch, if I just found out that my cousin and his girlfriend want to take a big cross-country trip, go to Bonnaroo. And I kind of looked up the tickets. I'm like, man, it's about $400 or $500 for a ticket, right? Just for everything. And then on top of just travel expenses and all that. And of course, saving a few pennies is ideal. But just that sense of freedom, that sense of going on a road trip with a group of people, man, hopping in a car, packing some camping gear, and just feeling free. This past 5 months has been super heavy. It was on a bucket list. I had an amazing soul friend. He just turned 30, known him for about 6 months, and unfortunately I was coming back from Texas from working, and I was about to go to California side and get him, and we're talking off and on, but then it just didn't really work out. And then as soon as I got back to Montana, I was moving back here. He OD'd and didn't make it. And in the past 5 months have been gruesome. I'm just trying to move and continue on. Lost my best buddy and one of our bucket list items that we've been wanting to do for the past year was go to a big, like, 3-day, 4-day music festival. We don't really have that stuff up here in Montana. I've never been to something like Bonnaroo, never even heard of it till a day and a half ago, just because we don't have that out here. We're up north in Montana, of all places. And it's just unfortunate that me and him weren't able to do that. And sadly, I know his memorial, just a family get-together, is actually on the day of Bonnaroo, but I know he'd want me to go and, you know, try to just get that free feeling before I jump back into life, because the past 5 months have been honestly hellish, and having to pull myself together, and then on top of that, just trying to, you know, stay up on my feet and get a spark back in my soul, man. And I know sometimes going to places like this and feeling free and feeling the feels and the joy and the happiness is people just in the moment. I know life is too short with all these crazy lessons in life. Probably the hardest 2 years of my personal journey. I know there's answers within all that, and it's really just to show we got to live life to the fullest. You know, we only have so much time here on earth, and I really think that's the true lessons of it, even through those hardships and the heaviness. And that is what I'm realizing, you know, losing a best friend and, you know, trying to not beat myself up and turn that mindset around. There's lessons in all that, and I know to make me a stronger individual and a character, and to stand up, man, and to have grit, because I think that's really what happens. It turns you into grit. You either can get bitter and sad, or you can stand up on your feet and have some grit. But it would just be a blessing. I'd be almost starstruck of, you know, just receiving a free ticket to Bonnaroo, and I'd be fully committed and just bringing a big bell tent with three of my buds and, you know, awesome adventure, man, all the way to Tennessee from Montana. Finding a few outfits and just having a great time, and honestly, most likely staying sober through the whole thing. hope all is groovy and keep doing the fun work, man, the purposeful work. That's really, it's really all that, what lights the soul on fire. And I'm still looking for that personally as well. But happy you guys have it. I know you guys are probably stoked to do what you guys do.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So much love to Brad and Barry.
Ah, welcome back in, Barry Taco. We have a winner. Congratulations, Mitch. How are you, buddy?
Ah, man, excellent. Thank you. Appreciate it, Brad. It's really, it's an honor to be with you guys, really. Really,
yeah. So how many cattle have you roped in today?
just the doggo. Just served on it. So,
just the doggo.
The wiener,
yeah,
the wiener dog,
the wime with the cowhide, the Star Trooper headphones. So,
yeah, what vast land do you live on, yeah, where you need to have all the? Where are you right now? This is the strangest
currently,
thing.
I'm currently in Montana. So, hell
no kidding.
Small town, yeah, capital Montana. Represent. Wow. Yep. Small town. Good okay, interview right here. Open country.
All right, guys, I'm gonna nerd out for a second because I'm obsessed with Montana. All right, so tell me what part of the state this is in relation to, you know, I don't know, Montana. Let's start there.
Good old Montana?
Uh-huh.
What states are around it?
No, where are you in relation to the state? Where is...
I'm currently in Helena, so it's the capital.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah. It's probably about 40,000 people now.
Yeah. All right. So the reason I talk about
big,
I love
state capital.
Yeah, big
so
state.
So I love Montana because, of course, Barry, I've got three heroes in my life, one of which is who?
Dave Letterman.
He lives in Montana. And I have been following like how he lives and what he does on a regular basis in Montana, and it's a lot of fly fishing. So he gets into the rivers and the streams and does a lot of fly fishing. Is that something that you could just walk out into your backyard and do right now?
In some places, yeah. I mean, when it's fish season. But there are some towns you can just go right to the river and cast out, and it's pretty big out here, fly fishing.
Yeah. Sort of like Taco general. When he goes out in his backyard in North Georgia, yeah, has sex with their cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something I go like cast that out. Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Let's go ahead with the cliches. Yeah. Yeah. I'm in Tennessee. It's all moonshine and
don't do it to horses. Yeah.
So how long have you been in Montana?
I grew up out here. Yeah. Grew up out here, actually currently in the city I'm in, so the town.
Were you born with a leather vest?
I think so.
And the scarf.
Oh, that's so I think great. So. Oh, love that's fantastic.
Love it.
it is leather, yeah.
All right, so what do you do in Montana?
So I'm currently just, I was working full-time, and right now it's been going on my own individual journey, and my doors are open. I'm kind of just trying to shake things up and restart. I'm really just kind of want to restart, and like financially and everything, just tap into a bigger picture of it all. So
I think that's we were talking a bit before, and Russ and I were talking, and Brad a little bit, your voicemail, the reason that I was interested in this one and the reason we picked is you've been going through some stuff. You lost a best friend, almost lost a neighbor. You had to sort of intervene. We've all been going through that sort of stuff with people here lately, and not to be heavy, but what I really liked is the idea that you've never been to a festival. You're from Montana, so you'll be coming to Tennessee, and you'll be taking the Bonnaroo vibe back to Montana. So that's what kind of jumped out at me. What's the smirk? Why the smirk?
Brad. Me?
Yeah.
What is it, Brad?
Wait a second. Wait. Wait a second. Why can't I just find joy in what you're saying? Why can't I just be?
He's loading up with something.
Just fire off, Brad. Just fire off.
Come on, baby.
I found what you said to be lovely. Why can't I just be present with you, Dad?
Well, I died because I know you for a long time.
No, that is very lovely what you said. That's very, very, very.
Yeah, and that's. I mean that seriously. We've been going through some stuff. I've lost a friend. Mitch, you lost a very close friend, and that was your email or your voicemail rather was extremely emotional, and that's part of why I think it touched me. But it was also this idea that you're looking for basically everything that I think Bonnaroo can offer, and that's why I wanted to pick you. And it's I think Russ is the same. I don't mean to speak for Russ, but
it was a consensus. I mean, we all kind of picked you. I mean, we had a lot of voicemails and we listened to all of them, and they were all really good. Anybody could be the winner, but something about your story kind of just touched us all, I think.
Yeah.
Man, it's an absolute honor. I know I had no idea how big this truly was, it's even just such a gift that you guys are willing to do what you guys do and spread the message and hook someone up with a ticket. Definitely de-stresses a few things, if you know what I mean. So
what's that trek to Rue gonna be like for you from Montana? Have we thought about that?
This is what's bizarre, and I don't fully.
Barry,
know
you gonna go pick him up?
I know. Yeah.
Let's swing by, pick you up.
You know,
swing by St. Louis and get the bus, will you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I got to a point where I said,
I'm gonna
no
take a trip
what,
anyways,
because I know where I have no clue where Montana is. I assume it's on the way.
It will be bizarre if there's gonna be a few Montanans out there or not, you know, and it would be pretty cool to meet all walks of life out there, I'm sure. As the information I've been kind of looking up about the festival and the 4 days of fun and freedom.
Yeah, I bet there will be, because based on what we've talked to the organizers that put this thing on, they say they have people, they know people come from all 50 states.
It's awesome.
And there's no one state that's like the majority. I mean, it's pretty much everybody comes from all over. So Montana, absolutely. Yeah, I think there'll be other people from Montana there.
Yeah.
Well, dear Parker and dear Reed, but Montana
they're
to
Iowa.
Well, Montana to Nashville goes right through Iowa, and you could find yourself meeting right outside Des Moines. Kids, guys,
there you
come
go.
On.
Yeah, we got
up.
Good friends out there. Yeah,
you're going right through.
Bus. Get an RV.
Yeah.
You're going right through with the ham kids.
More the merrier. To have a Bonnaroo experience. So, yeah,
that's awesome.
I really look forward to it, and it's wild. Thank you. I mean, I'm absolutely mind boggled. I mean, I've definitely shed some tears on it and let some heavy emotions out, because it's one of those things it feels that much better when it's a gift. You guys literally decided to give me a gift, and I'm just realizing how big that gift is. So, and technically don't even know until after, Monday, how special.
I can't wait to talk to you after and just see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta do like a video vlog. Hey, Barry, a vlog is a video blog.
Video vlog.
If you do like a vlog, like do it like keep a tab so we can watch your whole journey. By the way, did I just
That's
hear a
great
dog
idea.
Shake? Did I hear a dog just shake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a pupperoo out here.
What do
you
got? Let me see.
Come here,
yeah,
boys.
Of course I do. What are you talking about?
Right, come here. Come hop up.
We need,
there we
you
go.
Know, guys, in 2023 and 2024, I want more.
There he is.
Is that a Vizsla?
He's a Weimaraner. He's about 10.
He's a Weimaraner. Oh, my God. The color is so bad on my screen. That is beautiful.
Be pretty.
He's a silver fox. He's it breaks my heart. He's getting older, but man, we've been on a journey, and he's the ultimate.
Please God,
kid.
Tell me. Please God, tell me the name of the dog is Barry.
Yeah, it's Gunner, but close. You know,
Gunner.
But, you know, next one. It could be inspired the whole thing. You know, if anybody or.
Gunner, we call Barry good. Gunner sometimes.
Yeah.
Whenever he finishes with ladies. Yeah. Pulls out the guns.
That's awesome.
Call him Gunner. Oh, he is adorable. Oh, he's my awesome. God. That is fantastic. Who's going to watch the dog while you're gone?
Yeah. Luckily, I have some family that can check.
Oh, good.
Him, so, yeah.
Does the family still live in Montana? Is the whole crew there?
Yeah, the whole crew. Yeah,
good.
A lot of
let's make sure, just because I'm interested. You said you've never been to a festival. This will not only be your first Bonnaroo, but your first festival, right?
Yeah, anything big. I've been. It's funny. I don't know if you heard about the Rainbow Gatherings, but it's a little bit different. That's a lot different. A lot different than a festival.
I've heard of those.
But, yeah, I've been to that once. That was a sight to see. But yeah, nothing this crazy. I didn't even know what Bonnaroo was until a buddy hit me up, and then I end up on your guys' website literally a day after, 2 days after. And
how did you hear about us? I was gonna ask. How did you hear about us?
Well, I don't care about us. I like. I'm more interested in how you heard about Bonnaroo.
I want to know how you heard about me.
The silver fox.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a buddy, well, he reached out, and, you know, an old high school buddy, stay in touch with them throughout the years and stuff. We don't get to meet up a lot or hang out, but his cousin, his wife just brought it up, and I got a random phone call, I think 2 or 3 days before I got a hold of you guys, because I took an extra day because I was like, I don't think this is real. So then I waited an extra day, and I was like, something told me just to give you guys a call. I was being pulled to call, so... which is pretty neat. And he asked me if I want to go to Bonnaroo, and he's like, if I could bring one person, it would be you. And that's when I looked up Bonnaroo online and saw.
Where does his friend live? Is he in Montana?
Yeah, they're.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. So I had the whole vision, you know, right when they said that, it was just kind of that vision of hitting the highway, man. Just man, getting that spunk back, that spark of just, we're going to go do something. Just get out of my environment too, you know, just get out of that heavy place and just kind of go be free for a few days. So,
why Bonnaroo? What, when your friend brought it up, what did you look at and what did you see that made you so interested in it?
So I saw a few videos on YouTube and stuff like that. And it's kind of like, you don't really know. And I'm just kind of like, I don't know. Right. And then after kind of realizing how big it is, it was more of like, man, I want to go. I want to go on this road trip with you guys before I, you know, so just staying, feeling kind of stuck, not really know what I'm doing, spinning out a little bit and having to just buck up and really just kind of get back in the grind and, you know, unfortunately, and just do whatever. Just wanted to do some summer fun before I really just pull my head up.
So what I'm gathering from you is that after some major life events, you just need to get a break from the walls. The walls they're all closing in on you, and you've got to get out into the world a little bit and explore and see some stuff. My thought is this: when you live in Montana, have you never done that before? Like, have you ever just gotten out on the road and just said, "Screw it"? Let's see how far we go.
Sometimes. Like
the reason I ask is because I and I think about this so often, and I hate to be really personal about this, but I live in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I'm walking around saying to myself, oh my God, I feel paralyzed and claustrophobic half the time in the city, because no matter where you go, it doesn't matter a park if you find, mm-hmm. you feel a little bit, you know, locked up, and yet you are in the most wide open, vast space in the world. and great still point. Feel that way and still got to get
out.
Out
your front door and yeah
it's not the buildings. It's not the buildings that make me feel that way. It is whatever's going on in life at the time. And I love this idea of like getting in Montana, living in Montana and just saying, fuck it, I'm going. Yeah,
fuck it. Let's go. Like, let's make it work.
I think that's a great point.
Have you ever done that before?
When I think of Montana, it's wide open spaces. That's a great point.
Go ahead. Sorry,
what to interrupt. We do some camping every now and then, but it's just, you know, getting people together at the right time, and you sleep in the mountains for 2 days, you know, under the stars, and drink beer. So
we don't drink beer. We drink PBR.
Yeah.
Sounds great to me.
Right? Doesn't matter where a taco is. All right, so will this be the longest road trip you've ever been on? 27 hours.
No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've taken, you know, a week long road trip before, but just kind of hitting the road ish.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's on my
way
the
back.
Really.
I did that on my way back from work. I was working in Texas. For about 8 months last year in the beginning. And so on my way back, I drove down, drove up. So I took my time scouting and stuff. And that was really special. It was a really special time, but also it was a very, maybe I should have took a few different left turns and right turns just of some stuff that happened in the future when, you know, could have maybe changed the reality of someone's life a little bit.
Yeah. So. Mitch, you murdered someone, didn't you? Yeah, someone's been in your trunk. I'm getting this impression that there's been bodies in your trunk. And
no, I would hope not. I hope that it never happens. I'm sure it does out there.
Have you had time? I know you and I talked yesterday. Have you had time to think about this festival? And if so, what are your expectations? What do you think that weekend is going to be like? I really do want to talk to you after, because I can't wait to hear how your week went. But what do you think you expect?
I think, you know, you could go with the mindset of, I think it'll fully put you in the present moment. Just the capacity of it, the people. It looks like a positive place. It looks, you know, a kind of a drug-free zone into a sense. An ultimate adult playground. I think, you know, I don't know the extent of Bonnaroo, how far it going back. I don't know all that information, but just from what I've seen, it looks pretty wild. And an adult summer camp in a way. And I don't know if I've never really went to a summer camp when I was young, but something about this just tapping into that inner self. I think it just, be present and can do some cool things. So
we're gonna play a new game with Mitch and with Barry and with Taco, and we're gonna play a game with one truth and one lie. Right? One truth and one lie. And it comes from a statement that Mitch just said. So you tell me the truth and you tell me the lie. At Bonnaroo, you get to live fully in the present. Statement one. Statement two, it's a drug-free zone. Okay. And the answers are,
I'm gonna say it can be either.
It can be no, Mitch. I think that what you just said was so actually so spot on. You're so prescient, and I mean, you're a four-dimensional thinking dude. You're gonna do just fine at Bonnaroo. You fit in more at Bonnaroo than anyone I have ever heard in my life. You are, if I plucked someone out of central casting and put them into Bonnaroo, you are the guy. It is so much about living fully in the present, more so than you could ever imagine. I think you're gonna fit right in, man. You're gonna do just fine.
I'm surprised to hear that you've never been, because it sounds you've been a lot.
It does.
You know?
It does, Taco. It sounds exactly like everyone we've ever met at Bonnaroo.
This might have started something. You know, maybe in 10 years there's a Bonnaroo every year, and it becomes a thing.
Well, there's a boner every year, it turns out. So
maybe one day, yeah.
We'll talk to people. We'll talk to people.
2035, 2050, you know, just have a podcast once a year, you know, with you guys.
So they have electricity in Montana,
yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I honestly, this is why I think your voicemail that touched us so much is this idea, just like Brad said. Everything you've said is so perfectly Bonnaroo, and the fact you've never been, and now you can take this back to Montana and share.
I feel like Barry, we are bringing people into a cult at this point. Sound like our people. You
10 years from now, we'll have group
meetings. Sounds good to me, right?
So you actually have somebody to go with. Do you have somebody that you know will fit right into that as your plus one?
Yeah, I do. I have the buddy that invited me. He doesn't know yet, and just to be able to gift him, I still got to talk to him about it, but also just really find the right person. I have maybe one or two people in mind that would just absolutely probably be completely mind blown by it, 'cause nobody's ever been, and we've never been to something that big, but it's not just going to anybody. It'd be someone special to me.
Yeah, it's got to be the right person. Sure. You got to spend 50 hours in a car with this person. Yeah. be the right person.
There's that.
And my vision of it is I just want it to be as special as I know it's going to be for me. So,
That's lovely to hear. That's lovely to hear.
It's a trip. It's a 4-day. I mean, it's a 5-day journey. So
no, not for you. No. Let's start from scratch here, my man. Right. You are going to have the car packed by Sunday night. You're going to need to get on the road by Monday. You will be rolling in on Wednesday. You'll stop at Walmart needing to pick up things you totally forgot about. And then you're going to finally get in on Wednesday and get everything ready to go. And then by the time you leave on Monday, you will be back to your house and showered by Wednesday. Yes. So you are on a 9-day, maybe 10-day journey. And if I'm you.
Probably more.
And yeah, maybe more. And if I'm you and you're talking about bigger life things, I would almost say take a left turn at St. Louis and just see how far you go. And good luck, you know, and screw it. Yeah. You got the gear in the back of the car, and you got the right person. If you can still, you know, you haven't, still you know, managed. Put another person in your, you know, trunk and murdered them.
And the cops don't catch you.
Pick some people up.
Assuming you don't get caught. Oh, man. I love it.
No, I think that this is this is going to be so much fun, and I hope to God, I really do, that, you know, you have at least the want to, you know, keep us part of your journey, because I'd love to watch a first timer go from Montana to Tennessee. Oh my God, Barry, Montana to Manchester. Somebody call Consequence and get the videographer.
Oh, yeah.
Montana to Manchester.
And send us updates.
I'm telling you, if you don't video every inch and minute of this, we can turn turn this into like some serious video content.
That's gonna be tough. I'll try to switch the switch on that one, because I was gonna get a walkie talkies with the crew and just all, you know, maybe a few pictures, but then turn the phones off. But now I'll change my mind.
Don't
make sure it. Make sure I get some sort of
light. Maybe once you get there, but like just the trip there, you know.
Yeah. Okay, I will
just
do
the
that.
Journey.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, it's a great point. It's just a great point. Keep the phone on for the trip and you know, document everything video wise. And then once you get there, we'll just put
once
Taco
you get in,
on
yes,
you.
Just for the podcast.
Yeah, we
Taco
know
will
what
take happens. Care of the rest.
Just for a good just for a good clip for the pod, you know. Yeah. I'll definitely try to capture some moments. I will. And I would be more than happy to stay in touch with all of you guys. It's amazing. It's an honor. I'm honored to and privileged to go, and for you guys to be willing to, you know, for whatever reason I got picked, and I thank you. It's such a blessing, and it's able to me to like de-stress and also give back. Like, you know, if I need to give someone a coffee, or if I feel like someone's struggling, or they didn't bring a sleep mat and I have to buy them a blow-up mattress, you know, it just allows kind of that stress of money to kind of flow in other directions if I you know.
That's the Bonnaroo code. I mean, well, you know, I don't know if you've looked up the Bonnaroo code, but there is kind of a list of like rules to live by when you're on the farm and beyond, but like that's part of it is like
I think we have a ringer here. I know this guy's been to Bonnaroo. Everything he says is about Bonnaroo. Everything he says is exactly what we've been What are we doing here?
But you know what I mean? Like it really does. Like it allows me to have a little bit of more, you know, I have to build up the fund, some pocket money, but it allows me to like not, you know, I can be a little bit selfless if I see it instead of being more, you know, stressed out. I got to make sure I eat first kind of thing. So
I think this is why we had so many great voicemails and messages and I want to say this, and we'll get into it a little bit, what it's just the three of us, Brad and Russ, all of the messages that we got, none of them were about lineup. It was all about friends everything else
That's a good point.
But what you just said, Mitch, is why I think I chose you personally is what happens after. I think what happens to you after Bonnaroo and what you take back is what excited me the most. I mean, the fact of you going for the first time is big, but I just see this being such a big deal for you and taking the, as Russ just said, the Bonnaroo code back. It's real. I mean, this is what we've been talking about for 6 years, and you've without even knowing it, without even knowing it, you've nailed it.
That's right.
Without even knowing it, you've been living it. This is awesome.
Well, with that being said, I know that you made that great point about the lineup, Barry. Mitch, is there a band on the lineup that you are excited about?
I'm excited. Yeah,
let's talk the lineup.
I don't have one genre I like. I'm really stoked. It's a mix, but I don't know half the name. Like I'm kind of out of the loop in music, but I'm excited to kind of see the mix of it all. So,
have you ever heard of a band called the Foo Fighters?
Yeah, no, I couldn't recall a song. I couldn't recall a song off it, but you know, some of the mainstream names, right? Too, but it's the smaller names too that are special, and it just, I'm stoked to see it all. So,
I can't wait.
All right, I'm fired up about it.
Yeah, fired up to even have a little meet and greet with you guys, too. You guys seem like a really solid group and passionate about what you're doing. And that's the kind of fire I want under my belt, because I think we all know it just, you know, life, it can be difficult, and, you know, I'm trying to find a purpose and in the existence of everyone's walk. So.
Well, Barry, I think we found Montana's Oprah.
I'm in love. I've got a crush. I got a man crush.
Yeah. It's the bandana for you. It's always the bandana.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait to meet you. Can't wait to meet you, Mitch.
Mitch, this has been so lovely. It really is going to be so fun. We always sort of like nerd out, Barry. It feels like whenever we hear somebody go to Bonnaroo from a really long distance, like we really love the guys that are like, oh my God, you came from Kentucky?
I know. You know? More than 2 hours?
Yeah, no. So, yeah, like those guys, you had to fill your gas tank up once on the way? What? It always has like blown our minds and made us a little crazy, but you might be the. No, that's not. We have Liesl. Liesl comes from Seattle, Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah. Washington.
She's got to be the person we know the furthest, right?
Well,
we
don't have like a Japanese. Who was our friend from Canada?
Madison. Shout out to Madison, yeah.
So, yeah, Montana's got to be a long way. I know what you're saying, though. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, Liesl takes a flight. A 27-hour drive. I can't even wrap my head around it, but good for you. I'm begging you. Liesl's not coming this year.
Liesl's not coming this year. She's going to Glastonbury.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Yeah. No kidding. Mm-hmm. Well, I beg of you to not put the phone away, to document as much as you can and give us whatever we can so we can show what Montana to Manchester actually looks like. Man, Mitch, thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for being a part of the Bonnaroo experience, and I cannot wait for you to see the thing like in living color the way that you live. The personification of Bonnaroo is in Mitch, and they don't even know it. You don't even know it. And when you get there, it's going to be just such an amazing experience, I hope. And I hope it gives back to you as much as you are already willing to give it. And, I'm so excited for you.
Such an honor. Thank you, Brad. And thanks for the group for making the decision. And if I can just say one thing, and feel free to use this or not, I just want to say, you know, if you're struggling, whoever's watching this, if you're struggling with depression, anxiety, or self-harm, drug addiction, I know there's light, and I know it takes a lot of work to move through and just keep going, because things can change and things can get better, even during the darkest times. So it's an honor, and I just thank you for having me.
My man. All right, great meeting you. Brilliantly said. Thanks, wonderful man. Words. And God, I can't wait to meet you, man. Good work.
Awesome. Look forward to seeing you guys.
All right, buddy. Thank
you. Me too. Yeah.
There you go. It's our winner. Mitch is going to Bonnaroo for the first time ever. Guys, this has been an absolute ridiculous, nonsensical episode that should never be published. But congratulations, Consequence. You did it. Yeah, you got what you wanted. We've got we do need to pop in here at some point next week and talk about what happened at Coachella, because there's so much to get to and we're going to be so behind. And, you know, by the time we get around talking to that, talking about that and the Super Jam, it's going to be, you know, a well-worn path at that point. But the Super Jam was announced this week. Frank Ocean had a complete meltdown on the stage. Actually, screw it. I'm going to say it. I warned everybody about this Frank Ocean show. I said to you when he played Bonnaroo, I said, this is one of the worst shows I've ever seen at Bonnaroo. Why? He didn't seem engaged. He didn't care. And he let the audience sing over him the entire set. That's not really his fault, to be honest with you. It's just, you know, he had one of the greatest albums of the year a couple years earlier in Channel Orange. But that set was terrible. And it was one of the most sought after sets. We had waited years for that Frank Ocean set. He didn't come the year that he did Coachella. So Channel Orange comes out, then he does Coachella. We're thinking when the lineup comes, oh, we're getting Frank Ocean. We're getting Frank Ocean. We get no Frank Ocean. Then he shows up. They put him on this tent, which was a disaster of how many people. I've never seen a show that packed before at this tent. And it was just a mess from start to finish. I've never walked out of a show that I've been that excited about before. We left halfway through. It was impossible to hear. This was all right in front of you. And then he goes and does the same thing at Coachella. This guy, God love him, but man, he doesn't like performing. And it doesn't matter how much money you give him. He's just not going to enjoy it. I think that, I don't know where he goes from here. I don't know if he ever performs again, but I do know that the next album he puts out, oh my God, Barry, is it going to be something that even you know about, my mother knows about? It will be a national headline the second he puts out the next album. So it may end up being the best thing that's ever happened to his career. He may be the next big thing because he just, you know, shit the bed on the Coachella stage. But guess what?
Yeah.
He's now a household name.
Yeah, music will be great. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about it that way. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I know you watched a bunch of the Coachella live stream. I love
the Coachella live stream. I love it.
Yeah, I watched some. I liked what I saw the stream.
You saw the Boy Genius. Did you see the Boy Genius?
No. Everyone I dropped in on was not good. But that was not their fault. It was my fault, you know.
Who did you drop in on? Tell me who you saw.
The Blackpink.
Oh, come on. Blackpink. That's not going to be for you. You're not going to understand that.
Didn't care for that at all.
I understand. I know. But you understand the significance of it, though.
Yeah. Just wasn't for me. No,
it's not for me either. It's not for me either, and I didn't like it one bit as well. But it was a
couple
really
of EDM
big...
sets and. Here's all I saw.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's really hard after you made a plate of pasta to get crunk on one of those things.
It's so funny. The guy was,
I'm sitting in the house.
Pushing buttons. Yeah, right. It's just so funny.
Yeah.
Again, not
by the way, shout out to Brian Stone, who called me today and was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I just had brunch. I don't know." And he's like, "Oh, I think I'm downtown. I might, if you want to hang out, let's hang out, but I might just go home." And I'm like, "Okay." And then I go to Bitter Alibi and I'm like, "Hey, I'm here if you want to hang out. Like, we can talk Bonnaroo or whatever." And then don't hear from him the rest of the afternoon.
Because he's already gone.
He called me to hang out and then, like, just went home.
And then once you're there, what did you end up doing there, Taco?
I drank PBR.
Yeah,
I drank a lot of PBR.
Well, you also watched the Coachella live stream of Blackpink.
I did. They did have the Coachella live stream up on the screen. I watched Blackpink. Yes, I did. So,
Barry, what else did you see other than the EDM and Blackpink? Do you remember?
No.
Did you watch any of the Blink-182 thing from last weekend?
I didn't see any of the headliners, honestly. So whenever I dropped in, it was like random small stage stuff and EDM stuff.
So. Man, I wish you was a boy genius. So. I want to get into the Super Jam, but it's not time. We've got to go.
Let's do that later.
Yeah, we'll do it later. Guys, a bizarre, ridiculous episode. I can't. If you've made it through this, I swear to God, you're on the top of the list to win tickets next year. Because I don't know how you did it. I'm barely surprised I did.
Please give us a like if you watch this whole video or listen to this whole stream.
Taco,
this whole podcast.
If they listen to this whole thing, they're not giving us a like. There's no like that's been given.
I'm really
excited. Nobody's left.
I'm really excited for Mitch. I can't wait to hear how this journey goes. Excuse me. How this journey goes with him. So cool.
I can't wait to find out what time Barry wakes up in the morning, because this is the latest he has been up in a very long time. So
I had a solid nap.
It is time to wrap up. Until next week, we'll talk to you then. Love you. Bye.
Consequence Podcast Network.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.